do, do, do. Intro music. Cinematic opening. Surprise and happy solstice! It's Sam Willens, your mother of Valkyries and host of the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. Well, it's been a while, I know. I've missed you listeners, and yet I've had so much fun watching all the tricks up my sleeves surprise you all, like with the Valkyrie's Guide to Badassery book, which you can still get as an ebook and keep an eye out for another physical book drop in the new year. So you're wondering, what the fuck is this episode? Why is Sam dropping in as if she winnowed in this episode out of nowhere? Well, one of my favorite things about movies and TV shows is watching the blooper reel when the season has ended. So I thought we'd bring that to you. The team and I have compiled the funniest bloopers from season one into this chaotic episode to bring you holiday cheer for all listeners far and near.
Just cut these weird bits out for a blooper reel. Wow, I can't read. That's why I do audiobooks. Nope. I have a terrible time segmenting. Segwaying. Picking something you are working toward and claim that as your white ribbon. I'm going to say it one more time. Pick something you are working toward and complain. I'm complaining. So who am I? Who am I? 24601. There you go. Just for you. I think I have a dyslexia. Keep jumping words around. Books and everything relating to the Valkyrie School. I'm going to read that whole paragraph over. Instead of going down on yourself, going down. Oh my God. Fucking shit. No more smut. I'm so glad this is recorded. We were on a roll. All the weird shit Sam has said. Going down on yourself. Oh, fuck. I guess I can't say fuck me because that is going down on yourself. How can I keep just making fun of myself just continuously? It's a great way to start off an episode, to start laughing. Everyone's like, what was the joke? And like I said, it's the first. Nope. I did not say that. Did not say that already. I said it in my head. This podcast is going to go full of going to. What is wrong? I just read through this. Hi, everyone. My name is. We are good, man. We are good. Those are my own words. I know that, too. And then we transition into month two, Blade. We stepping up, for fuck's sake. Not like I didn't just write this with you, too. I'm sorry, Carolyn. You have so much to do. Ataraxia, she had Fuck. Hold on. The robot just started. I'm glad that was enjoyable. To use if you ever need additional strength. I am just putting in my own words. I am reading them and I am just making new words. It happens to the best of us. The literal oh my God, I just saw what the fuck his name is from Parks and Rec. Literally. I'm literally so excited about this definition right now. Let's not sound like Chris. For some of us, Xena, I was going to say Xenon and Xena at the same time. Girl of the 21st century. Zoom, zoom, zoom. And dance break. All by myself. Imagine you are deep in a battle. It was about a girl, Alana, who was supposed to fucking shit. It was about a girl, Alana, who was supposed to study magic, trades places with her twin brother. Fucking shit. Second is it helps take your mind off worries so you can get away from the cycle caused by your thought gremlin. It can be helpful to imagine them coming from an actual thing inside your brain. Enter a thought goblin. Goblin, gremlin. They're all the same. Chaos goblin. I'm the chaos goblin. Enter a thought gremlin. For example, if you keep having a lot of anxiety about traveling, what are those thoughts coming from? Where? God damn it. I feel like I need like massive text so I don't keep rereading, like fucking up words. I'm just zooming in, by the way. You don't need to do anything. That's one of the reasons many people like this term. Okay, really quick. Do I keep saying goblin and gremlin interchangeably? No? Okay, good. Because I don't know what I'm – okay. I just don't know what I'm – I read it and I think I said goblin, so – I went outside today and the allergies attacked. I am Cassian. Fuck Tamlin. Do I need to record something? Okay. Because I sounded like Don Corleone and I didn't know if I need to re-say something. Set reasonable goals. Your mission doesn't have – I don't know what my brain just did, but it full-on stumbled before word came out. Speaking of therapy, get a mental health professional's I need to just start reading out loud a whole lot more. I need to quiet my breath. Make a joke and I lost it. I went off script. No matter what, I love all you listeners and I want you all to do the best, healthiest version.
Yep, I
know. Maybe I'm like Percy Jackson. All the letters get all jumbled. Lie number one, in my best Ursula villain voice, is that working out will widen your waist, and you might lose weight. No, I fucked it all up. I'm gonna go from lie number one, FYI, and redo that. Lie number one, in my best Ursula villain, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how to do a villain laugh on cue. So hard. I tried it yesterday and I was all, Oh, there's a human there. Scared the shit out. All I see is this. Fucking terrifying. Like a fucking horror movie. Not cool, man. Saving the best part of last. But who gives a fuck? There are so many body shapes. It's simply not true that one of them is femulin. Femulin. I made a new word. I'm proud of that one. There are so many body shapes. It's simply not true that one of them is feminine, masculine. Oh, is it supposed to say or? Femulin. I did it again.
That's what drew me and the squad leaders to cycle singing to begin with. It's so much of what the squad, micro squad, blah, 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 and the vampire. I gotta channel, like, the glitter and the sparkle. The sounds of folklore Plan a spicy date night and buy a dress just so someone can take it off. I want to add so much more, but I don't know what to add. I don't know, maybe just put your hands on the headboard? I don't know. Foods to eat to help with those are garlic, ginger, pumpkin, sweet potato, apples, dates, chickpeas, beef, turkey, halibut, and mint. Really? Obviously, I've not read this in a while. Mint? I'm gonna go chomp on my toothpaste. It's the only time I get mint. For the record, I don't like mint, so it's like a really weird one. Okay, mint first digestion. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. What the fuck are we eating mint for? just want you to know the visual I had in my head was going to like your herb garden, picking up a like branch of mint and chomping on it like a fucking rabbit. That was my visual. Okay. Like, that's all I saw. The Avengers Initiative. The Valkyrie Squad Initiative. There once was an idea. I can't read with one eye. And the Marvel. Like, I read it and I went, yeah, that makes complete sense. I know exactly what I'm talking about. No one knows what the fuck I'm talking about. December 6th, Tina from Workshop asked to partner with her. Fuck. I'm fine. On December 15th, I started filming Ataraxia Month to give the Valkyries a bit more. And on December 21st, fuck. This is why I'm not a history major. January 3rd, the squad hit 1,000 Valkyries, and I quickly had a breakdown. And on April 6th, my workshop collab workout collection, that fumbled over. Hey, we didn't put the meetup on here. That's a pretty big one. We fucking blew past. Good job. True to form, just move forward. Don't look back. Just keep fucking going. I'm not awkward. You all are. Me.
Don't be the version of Mulan that stares at her reflection in the water, but be the version of Mulan that is on the mountain, unafraid to get down to business to defeat the Huns. Hwa! Crack myself up. So glad you guys are on mute. Be a whole derailed musical moment. Episode 1. The Core Awakens. That was great. I'm just going to try to start every episode marker off for you in some stupid way. Episode 2. A New Valkyrie Squad. We're just rolling with the Star Wars shit. It's not a new hope. It's an entire new legion. Episode 3, The Sword and the Lore. This week on Lore. Does anyone listen to that podcast? Oh, okay. Just me. 1. Episode 4, The Reflection. That is what our episode is, right? Yeah, it is. Okay, so for Carolyn, this is episode 5, Why We Build the Wall. Why we build the wall down in Hadestown. This is episode 5, The Dietitian Strikes Back. I'm going to run out of these real quick, but. And we're back, Carolyn, with episode 6, Return of the Dietitian. Totally blanked on the Star Wars music. 8 is great. Where is episode 8? I don't know. We'll be at table 8 with Nate, because he's great. I forgot the rest of the rhyme that Ted Lasso does. Doesn't matter.
Buckle up. It's going to be a fun one. I have to work out with you. You know how this goes. I know. We're giving her more fuel for the blooper reel, so.
Sorry, Carolyn. Enjoy editing hell.
So rude.
As told me, you also started preliminary. That's a hard word. Step 4. Choose your intention. Claire Nikogosian. Was it Psy D? Nope. What is it? What are these terms? Psy. Like Psyduck. The Pokemon. Okay. Psyduck.
It's okay if it's not specifically designated, designed. Those were the same word in my brain. By the way, I'm about to say some huger. Oh, wow.
My heart is beating so fast, guys. The surf is crashing really deeply on my rock, okay? It's like really intense. Woo-saw. So fucking nerve-wracking. It's worse than the first episode. I'm so glad Mark's not home. I'm tired of being weak and depending on others to defend me. And I don't ever want to be...
I choked on my own word because I'm getting emotional. This is a tough one. Those emotions coming up. It was a really good lunch. It was a brisket sandwich. Barbecue sauce. Oh, it had a nice little like crust on the meat. We're getting sidetracked. Just chef's kiss. Chef Mark kiss. Lastly, though, what I think has become most important to the squad is the Discord community. Fuck me. Can you hear it, Carolyn? The rare emotion. There's a heart in here. I feel like the Grinch is just growing. It's uncomfortable. There's not enough space. Shove him down. Turn him off. The community that has come together is incredible. They're always blowing me away. And oh my God, why? Fuck, it's a rare moment. Okay, support sleeves. I'm sweating so much. The community and friendships that are coming together from this program are more than, oh fuck. Fuck, I can't talk. Oh, now I can't see. There's water in my eyeballs. I can't read. The community and friendships that are coming together from this program are more than just about workouts, but finding your inner circle or chosen family. Shit, fuck. I wish for us to have the courage to go out into the world. Oh my God. Shit, dude. This is the roughest part. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck me. I'm so nervous. Someone needs to save the video of this and me just going out of screen all the time. As if I can hide from everything. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. There's so many fuck me's in this episode.
You all remind me that it's making a difference in your lives, and that's all I really care about.
Aw, man. Feelings.
Crying sucks because then you can't read. So, you know, for people who don't cry all that often.
I made my emotional allotment for the month. We're done, right? Now we can move on to the fun stuff. Watch, I'll cry through this too.
Nope, no more nice shit. We move forward. No more. We put our past behind us.
What you gonna do with all this episode inside your computer? So bad and too many syllables.
Now the fun shit. What comes next? Soon you'll see. Now it's time for me. Let's not rewrite a whole nother fucking song.
That's for the blooper reel. I don't give a shit about anyone else. That's a good blooper reel. As I'm sure you are all dying to know, season 2 is coming back in February 2024. The team and I saw that we were number 1 on so many of your Spotify Wrapped. We are completely shocked and blown away that so many of you loved season 1 as much as we did, and we want to thank you all for listening. We're already obsessed with what we have planned for season 2 and can't wait to share it with you. I'll see you all in about 2-ish months. And until then, be strong, kick ass, and be fucking magical every day. This episode was produced by Bex Castro, Mia Garlock, and Carolyn McMorrin. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Ribbon by The Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about The Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about the Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss out. And if you like this week's episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.